I can't hear you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Place Love Connection Bible Study. This is your place of prayer, love, acceptance, and empowerment. We're so excited to have you with us tonight, as we are every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, if you would join us tonight, as always, we start off with devotion, song, scripture, and prayer. And we'll hear from Yolanda Adams, Open My Heart.
Especially
44th chapter, the first through the second verse, the CEV.
44, 1 through 2.
Yes.
Which version did you want that in?
The CEV.
Does it matter? CEV.
CEV.
I have to get that. Do you have it there?
Yeah, I guess I can go ahead and read it.
Okay, I'd have to look at get it changed over.
Okay, so I'm going to read Isaiah, the 44th chapter, starting at the first verse through the reading the Contemporary English Version. The Lord promised Israel. He says, "People of Israel, I have chosen you as my servant." Number two says, "I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born." Let us pray. God, we come before you and we just thank you this evening. We ask that you teach us your will, your way, what you desire for us this day. That you would help us to understand, oh God, that we are not accidents, but that you have divinely planned, designed, created each of us in the way that you would like for us to be. And that because of that, we can celebrate and be confident in who we are. We ask that you enlighten us this evening. You give us divine knowledge. And you help us, oh God, to love you more and to walk in your way. We ask these blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this is Dr. Susie, and we are at Love Connection Bible Study, and we are so excited that you are with us this evening. And our focus is going to be you are not an accident. And we have been talking about Rick Warren's book, The Purpose Driven Life, and it's been out a long time now, so it's something we thought we could sit down and talk about because it's a really interesting book that helps us look at what on earth are we here for. And anybody want to share a little bit about what we talked about last week? We talked about the search for purpose of life. We talked about the fact that, you know, God created us, and with the analogy I remember the most, which I really like, is if an inventor created something, and you walked up to the invention, would you know what to do with it? And everybody said no. So the created thing doesn't understand, and neither does anybody else looking at it. But the way to find out what it was created for and how it works is to do what? To ask the inventor, the creator. And so last week we, you know, recognize that because God created us, it is God that we should go to ask questions about who we are, what we should be, what God has designed us for, so that we can fulfill the purpose that we were designed for. Amen?
Amen.
Was there anything last night that, last week, that anybody wanted to share that was kind of impactful for them? Brett, Dr. Nooks?
Well, we
one of the things
about
I'd like. Go ahead.
Talked about, you know, how good God has been to us, and that, you know, we're here to give God glory. You know, we talked about, you know, our purpose, and sometimes I think we get our career mixed up with our purpose.
Yes.
And we get our education and what we want to do in life, the house, the car, even our position in church. We get that mixed up with our purpose that God has for us. You know, that's a spiritual purpose is inside, and whatever we do, we're to give God glory. And, you know, even if we're a lawyer or a doctor, whatever that is, that's, you know, God can use that, but that our purpose is still to give God glory. So our purpose is beyond sometimes the skills we gain and things like that. So, I mean, it was very impactful to understand that our career and our education and sometimes our goals are not the purpose that God has for our life.
Amen. Amen. Because the Bible said wisdom goes deep into the interior of God's purpose. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest, what God determined as a way to bring out God's best in us. And I think that's why we live a certain length of time, because God is working out who we are in us to bring out the best in us. And to understand that it's Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. And that's really exciting, and I think that's what Dr. Nooks drove home last week, is that we are living for God. Christ has his hopes on us, his eyes on us, designed us, you know, for his purpose. And he's working that out in our lives, every one of us. And one of the things I think we said was really important is that we discover that through a personal relationship with God. And that's kind of been foundational for our Bible study, is understanding that it's through that relationship that we know whose we are and who we are. And we,
amen,
you know, every week we talk about how to get that. And that God was thinking about us. This is what's the cool part of long before we ever thought about God. And I love the scripture that says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us.
Amen.
And became an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Even when we didn't understand who God was working it out for our benefit, because he loved us even then. So that was really cool to me. And, you know, like Dr. Nuss was saying, is, you know, we may have chosen the different things that we do, doctor, lawyer, teacher, you know, mechanic, but we don't choose our purpose. Our purpose is designed by God. So purpose of our life fits into a larger cosmic purpose that God designed for eternity. And so that's what we're learning as we go through this. So now we are step by step starting to walk in the light. So the question I think we learned last week was it wasn't about us. Oh, it's not about us. Because it says everything got started in God and finds its purpose in God. Wow.
Amen.
So but how do we remind ourselves of that? Yes.
I was just going to say, another thing that's important and all that was very important is that is being worked out in us. As we don't know everything as soon as we get saved. We don't even know sometimes that we're even walking in our purpose, but it's being worked out in us. And
yes.
I just encourage those that are listening in that if you don't know your purpose right now, just keep walking. Keep believing. Keep studying.
And keep studying
praying.
God's word. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Because that's the whole point is that you learn who you are and whose you are by that intimate, close relationship with God. And you learn it through God's word. God speaking to you, teaching you, talking to you through his word. And so
amen.
As you study and as you grow closer to who you're supposed to be and the revelation of who God is in your life, then you truly are able to fully understand. And that's exciting. That's when it really gets exciting because you're growing. And as you grow, there's an excitement about maturing that is special. And I'm sure everybody on the line that, you know, has that relationship with God knows what I'm talking about. So awesome. So that's kind of where we were last week. And it was really exciting. And the reason I brought it up again, because it leads to where we are tonight. And that is, we are not an accident. We are not an accident. So the scripture that I read in the Contemporary English Version about Isaiah, it said clearly, that God created us. It said clearly, even you were in my care, even before you were born. Wow. Dr. Nix, what does your version say? Do you have a version of that? Or Brett, you were in my care even before you were born. So that, you know, and
this is Brett.
And it's funny. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got the NIV. It says, verse 2, this is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you, do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant. Jerusalem, whom I have chosen. So right there he's saying that he formed you in the womb. And he's there to help
even
you.
Before you were born. Yeah.
Amen.
You were in
there
my care even before you were born. He formed you in the womb, and he was caring for you even then. What, Dr. Nux, do you have anything?
I have the message. It says, but for now, dear servant Jacob, listen.
It's 2A.
Yes. I was going to... Israel, my personal choice, God who made you has something to say to you. The God who formed you in the womb wants to help you.
Wow. The God who formed you in the womb. So God was caring for us even before we were born. When we were in the womb, before we were born. Wow. So We're not an accident. And it's funny, Albert Einstein has this quote that says, God does not play dice. God does not play dice.
Amen.
And to me, it's cool. You know, many people get upset and they worry, wow, my parents didn't want me. I was born. But what they need to understand is those questions are not issues, that they were planned, that they were purposed, that God knew that their life was no fluke of nature. Even though the parents may not have planned them, God did. And God wasn't surprised. God expected it because, as the scripture says, you were in my care even before you were born. And that says something to me. What does it say to you guys, Dr. Nooks and Brett? I mean, that's a whole different spin on being nurtured, cared for.
It says that to me that we need to look at our lives differently. I think we need to understand that even when we're going through difficult times, that God is in the plan. And that's sometimes hard to understand when you're suffering, when you feel like you're being treated unfairly, to think that this is a part of God's plan. God loved me from, you know, even before I was born, and God had a plan for my life. And it relieves some pressure from you, to some stress. If you understand that you're walking in God's plan, then, I mean, you should understand that somebody that loves you is helping you through. Just like here in this version, it says, knew you and formed you in the womb, wants to help you. So even though whatever we're going through, God wants to help us. So God is preparing us for God's plan and our purpose in life. And I think that makes me feel more relieved, because I know that it's not this person that I know, if not my boss, God, this is a part of God's plan, and sometimes that's hard for us to accept. But when I look back on my life, I understand that some of the most difficult times in my life were times that I needed to experience to be where I am today. And I think if many of us can just look back on where we came from and what we went through and where we're at now and the testimony that we have now, some of those difficult times were necessary for us to walk in God's purpose that God has for us.
Brett and Dr. Nooks, I want to throw this out at you. I was sitting here thinking, and, you know, I remember my mother was older when she had me, and she never said this, but she didn't really want any more children. And I could have grown up, and I know many of the people that I've run into in life, and they felt like, you know, well, my parents didn't want me. I'm just a fluke, and, you know, I wasn't really desired. And I listened to that, and I'm listening to this scripture, and what this book is teaching is that it wasn't happen chance. It didn't matter what your parents thought or what they were doing or what they did or didn't do. God wanted you here for a reason, a purpose. And I got to thinking, my, for those of us, those people who think, you know, there's no reason in me being here. There's no purpose for me here. Why? I need to just go ahead and commit suicide. No reason to be here. You know, it's nothing about me that's of any value. And so what's the reason? I just need to, you know, quit worrying about it and go on and not exist anymore. But this says, and it's with excitement I'm looking at it, it's like, no, you're here because there's something that you have to fulfill that only you can fulfill. There's a purpose
All
that
right.
God had when God planned you and brought you into this world. You have to fulfill your purpose. And if you leave here prematurely, you haven't completed what it was that God assigned you to do.
Amen.
Amen. And Dr. Susie, you know,
this just jumped out at me. Woo! Yes, sir.
We need to share that with a lot of people, but especially, I think, some young people that don't know about God and about God's purpose, about their purpose, because a lot of people are where you just said. They don't see any reason for them to be alive. And we've got this God that cares about them and loves them, and we need to share that with people because they need to understand how important they are. And, I mean, low self-esteem is a big problem in our country, but especially in the Black community. And I think it's something that we need to be encouraging people and instead of running people down. It's so important because I'm really excited. I mean, I'm hurt by all the young people that want to commit suicide. I mean, it's epidemic, and they don't feel like they have any purpose in life. They don't think their life is worth anything. And we got to share something with them. We got to let them know how important they are.
Amen.
Dr. Nips,
and it's not just coming from us that the importance is there. It's not because we said it is important. It's because God said it was, they were important. Go ahead, Brett.
Yes. I agree with Dr. Nooks. The problem that we have with the Black society today is that we don't have the mothers, fathers, grandparents, aunts and uncles in church. And they're not bringing their kids to church. And nobody is teaching anything about church. People got Bibles at home that got dust on it. You go to open the Bible up and it might crack. Simply because it's been idle all these years.
Yeah.
And
amen.
I can say this. And I don't know why this has always been part of who I am. But I question things that I hear in church. And then when I was old enough to read, even though the minister gave a sermon, I would look in the Bible to search out what he was saying, to make sure it was true. The whole thing about it is that if you know your Bible and you know when somebody is delivering a sermon, whether the words that they're saying are true or not. And as a Christian, we have got to understand that if we are to live our life the way God wants us to live it, there's certain things that we have to do. Just because you go to kindergarten through grade school and then high school and college doesn't mean that your education's over. Because you got an education that man wants you to have, but have you got the education that God wants you to have? Have you slacked off from what God is trying to tell you, what he has demonstrated? That's why we have the Bible. That's why the Bible, even though it has been changed throughout the years, it still resonates the truth. And you've got
Brett,
to be able to understand what the truth is. Yes.
But don't you think that the young people are trying to look at lives, watch people to see if it's worth even picking that Bible up? I mean, if you go to church and you see somebody that's not living what they say is in the Bible, why would you want to go pick up the Bible?
I understand.
Especially if you're the pastor.
But that,
or if you're the leaders in the church.
Right. But Dr. Susie, the thing that we've got to understand is that it is the parents and the grandparents, if they're alive, are the ones that have the responsibility of making the gospel come alive. Simply because I'm 73. I went to church. There's other people out here that is just as old as me that went to church every Sunday. Sometimes Bible study. But the thing is, as soon as they got old enough to move out on their own, they quit going to church because it was too much of a hassle. And then society started changing. You know, we came out with that, I'm black and I'm proud. Well, you may be black and you're proud, but you lost your Christianity. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. Trying to be everything that you want to be, that you think that makes you successful, but then you lose your soul. Because you got to feed your soul in order for you to feed your children. And those children have to have children. When they have children, what are they going to feed their children? Food is easy to put on the table. All you got to do is get out here and work. But feeding the soul what it needs to have to find what that child's purpose is. When the child is first born, I looked at my son when he was first born. And I watched Britt as he came up. And I saw his personality. I saw what I thought was his purpose in life, because he was like me in a lot of things. He was seeking knowledge. He was asking questions. He was doing certain things. But he had that kind spirit in him, which he still has today. The only problem is I'm the one that finally God got me into a situation. Well, I got myself into a situation where I needed his help. And he helped me. And in doing so, it got me closer to the words of the Bible, into my religion, to the point that I said, okay, God, I give up. I can't do what I've been doing because it hasn't been working. So what do you want me to do? And I heard him tell me, I want you to serve my people.
Amen.
And back then I didn't know exactly what was in the book of Ezekiel, but I remember the words coming to my mind was, stand on your feet. I got something for you to do. And from that day until now, I've been serving the Lord. I'm done.
Amen. So the reality, as Britt was saying, is you're alive because God created us. And
amen.
Psalms 138:8, the scripture says, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. And Dr. Nooks, would you get Psalms 139:15? And I think what I
want
to look at and understand, pardon me?
Which translation
message
do you want to get? Okay.
Message is fine. So if, as I was saying to you about, you know, we get caught up in how our body looks, the details of our body. We get caught up in the fact that we forget that God chose our race, the color of our skin, our hair, all of the features. God custom made each one of us the way God wanted us to be. And, you know, it's things about us. Now think about how Michael Jackson changed his nose and different to his chin. Things about, he didn't like himself. I love Michael now. I don't dog me out. But I'm using the principle that we forget or don't realize that we were designed, custom made for a purpose. And I have grown, the older I get, to love myself. I love my uniqueness, my personality. You know, I got friends that kind of like, well, what if I should get a facelift, or every woman want to get the boob job, or body changes. But what if, you know, all of that stuff has cancer, can cause cancer, and all these other things just for the fact that we can't learn to love who we are. The Bible says, you got it, Dr. Nix, 139:15?
Yes, I have it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing to something.
What does that mean, Dr. Nix?
It means God knows every part of us, every bit of us, every molecule, every atom.
Okay.
God knows it all. And he
mm-hmm.
formed us, he sculpted us from nothing into something. And so God
mm-hmm.
made us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you talked earlier, he's the creator. So he knows more about our purpose than we do, our purpose for being
right.
created.
Right. So because he knew that reason, he also decided, like you said, when we would be born, how long we would live, right? He planned the days of our lives in advance. So God knows that, choosing the exact time that we would be born and the exact time when we would die, right? And it's amazing to me, since you're right there, Dr. Nix, would you read Psalms 139:16 as well?
Like an open book, you watch me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you.
Amen.
The days
so
of my life
everything
are
is for
prepared.
A purpose. Yeah, everything.
Before I'd even live
everything.
One day.
Amen. So everything has a plan and a purpose. Amen. Everything, not just one thing, but everything about us has a purpose. God planned it. God knew all about it. And, you know, doesn't it make even more sense when we remember the scripture? It just came to me when it says God knows the number of hairs on a head. I mean, detail. Cares that much about us that God even knows how many numbers of hairs that are on our head. And I don't know about you, but I feel that that's love, that there's a God that loves me so much that knows the details about me because I'm important to God. I matter to God. You know?
Amen.
God knew that I was
Amen.
Coming
into
this world.
I've been, Dr. Susie, I've been observing nature a lot, and there's a guy that brings in pictures of photographs that he takes, but it's amazing how God creates everything. I mean, butterflies
mm-hmm.
have a balance of colors and the same kind of designs on one side and the other. A flower has so many different colors and shades. You know, if I were to create something, I wouldn't do all those details. But God does details in everything. So why wouldn't we as people, and we are God's greatest creation, why wouldn't we think that God would see to every detail about us? I mean, God is amazing. I mean, even to look at the clouds in the sky and understand how the planet and is balanced out. And I know that we're messing with our environment and our climate and everything, but God balanced and made all this and saw to all the details to balance all that out.
Mm-hmm.
And God sees that God is a detailed person. He's a detailed being, and sees
people,
every detail in our lives.
Dr. Nix, you're talking about the detail, and we have to even look at people may say who are differently abled, or people who may have Down syndrome, or people who may be different. They need to understand that God's purpose took into account human error and even sin. God's purpose took into account everything. So when we have a child that's differently abled, that has sickle cell anemia, God knew that. God knew that my son was going to have a purpose and was going to have, would be born a certain day, live a certain length, and be called to do a certain thing. But he has a purpose that God intended for him. And only he can fulfill that purpose, regardless of any DNA. You know, we want to explain it away and say, well, we have a DNA substitution here. Hey, this was intentional. God knew what God was doing. God
Amen.
Never does anything accidentally. God never makes a mistake.
Amen.
Never. Has a reason for everything God creates. Every plant, every animal was planned. Every person was designed with a purpose in mind. God's motive for creating us was God's love. I believe it. I believe it. And so I walk according to that because I have to know that God is who God says God is, and not only that, but he has the whole world in his hand and understands what's going on. Can I get somebody to read Ephesians 1:4a or 1-4, whichever one? The Message, if you have it, Dr. Nux.
Ephesians 1:4.
Yeah, you might want to read it all, 1-4.
Okay, I'll go up. Well, they started 3. They got it grouped 3-6.
Okay, that's fine. Just stop it.
How blessed is God? How blessed is God, and what is blessing? And what a blessing he is. He's the father of our master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made
right
whole
there,
and holy.
Right there. Amen, right there.
By his love.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind. Woo-hoo! Say that again. Long before when? The earth's foundation, God already had us in mind, had
Amen.
Settled on us as the focus of God's love. Okay, come on. I know y'all heard that, right? Everybody jumping up and down. I mean, because this is major. Britt?
Yeah.
Before the earth's foundation, God knew about Britt. God had Britt in mind and was focusing on loving him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and became a atoning sacrifice. He knew and loved us so much even then and had plans. Even then, before the foundations of the earth. Wow. He was thinking of us, of you, Dr. Nux, even before he made the world. Wow. And that's why he created it, right? For us.
Amen.
Right? God designed the planet just so we could live in it, right? We're the focus of God's love. It didn't say that the planet was an afterthought, but he planned the environment and then put us in it out of his love. Because as Dr. Nick said, we are the most valuable of God's creations. We are
Amen.
The most valuable of God's creations. Can somebody read James 1:18? And if you don't have it, I can read it, you guys. James 1:18. James 1:18.
Brett might have it. I have it.
You read it and I'll read mine too. Go ahead.
He brought us to life using the true word. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creation, creatures.
Amen. 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 This version, 118, says, God decided to give us life through the word of truth, so we might be the most important of all the things God made. Let me read that again. God decided to give us life through the word of truth, so we might be the most important of all the things God made. Wow. Wow. What does that mean to you guys? So we might be the most important. That's how much God loves and values us. What does that mean, y'all? God's not haphazard, right? Look at the precision of the sun and the rotation of it, and in the, where it sits in the sky, the color of the universe in the mornings, the hues, the water, the beauty of the trees and the varied species and different kinds, and how some are pointy and some are flat leaf and some are oak and some are, I mean, detailed, as we've been saying. It wasn't haphazard, but planned with great precision, right?
Amen.
And the more that we got doctors and biologists and scientists and all these people learning about the universe, the more we understand how it uniquely is suited for us, how it's custom made for us. So the human life would be possible for us, for us, for us. It just blows me away.
Amen.
So
God is
there's
an awesome God.
This, amen. There's this doctor who did his research paper. His name was Michael Denton. He was a senior research fellow in human molecular genetics in New Zealand. He said, all the evidence available in the biological sciences support the core proposition that the cosmos is a specially designed whole with life and mankind as its fundamental goal and purpose. A whole in which all facets of reality have their meaning and explanation in this central fact. Wow. Now, he said that, but the Bible said, and I got it here, I think it's in Isaiah 45:18. Anybody got Isaiah 40? Can somebody get Isaiah 45:18?
Yeah,
if you don't have it in Isaiah 45:18, I have. Go ahead, Dr. Ness, if you got it, Isaiah 45:18.
God, creator of the heavens, he is, remember, God.
Amen. I have,
I guess, maker of earth. He put it on its foundation, built it from scratch. He didn't go to all that trouble to just leave it empty, nothing in it. He made it to be lived in.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that's awesome. And I have this translation as well that says, God formed the earth. he did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited? Why did God do all this? Why did God bother to go to all the trouble? Anybody?
God loves us.
Why? Because God what?
Loves us.
Yeah. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Amen. And this
Amen.
Kind of love is difficult for us to imagine, right? Because
Amen.
It's frankly, we can depend on it, and because of our humanness and our shortcomings, it's hard for us to even imagine that we could be loved like that, because we can't love nobody else like that. We don't even know how to love, you know.
Amen. Amen.
So when we see this kind of love, it's like, what? Really? Unconditional agape? We were created as a special object of God's love. Wow. God made us so that God could love us. Oh, wow. God wants to love us. We can build our life on that. Do you know that, Dr. Nuts? Because isn't that what the Bible tells us? God is love. It doesn't say God has love. It says God is love. Right? Love is the essence of who God is, God's character. God is love, perfect love. So God didn't need to create us. God wasn't lonely. But God wanted to make us to express God's love. Now that's something else. Didn't need us, but he wanted to express God's love to us. Hallelujah. So, I just love it. It just gets me so excited. Isaiah 46:3-4. I'm going to read Isaiah 46. Let me see if I can find that. 3-4. If somebody gets it before I do. Isaiah 46:3-4. Anybody got it?
I have it. Listen to me, family of Jacob, everyone that's left of the family of Israel. I've been carrying you on my back from the day you were born, my Lord. And I'll keep on carrying you when you're tired, when you're old. I'll be there, bearing you when you're old and gray. I've done it and will keep on doing it, carrying you on my back, saving you, my Lord.
Yeah, and this one says the new. Go ahead. Go what you said, Dr. Nunk.
No, I was just saying, my Lord.
New Century Version says, family of Jacob, listen to me. All you people from Israel who are still alive, listen. I love what I like to carry me on my back. But this is, I've carried you since you were born. I've taken care of you from your birth. Even when you are old, I will be the same. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I will not change. Even when your hair has turned gray, I will take care of you. I made you, and I will take care of you. I will carry you and save you. Ha! And then, just because I just wanted to read it, it said, can you compare me to anyone? Woo! Lord have mercy. No one is equal to me or like me. Lord have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. So, Britt, what does that say to you? What does that mean to you when you hear that? That's scripture. I've carried you since you were born. I've taken care of you from your birth. Even when you were old, I will be the same. Even when your hair has turned gray, I will take care of you. I made you and will take care of you. What does that mean to you, Brett? Are you still there, Brett?
Might be on mute.
Okay. Dr. Ness?
It relieves some stress for me again, because realizing that God is carrying me, I realize I got some help.
Yeah.
Many of us feel like we're all by ourselves, and we're not. God is carrying us.
Yes.
And even when, and talk about when you get old and gray.
Well.
Even then, well, God is still carrying us.
Well.
And God won't leave us.
Hallelujah.
Don't forsake us. So,
Brett, are you there now? Go ahead. I don't think he's there, Dr. Nux. I've been trying to see if he made it.
Lift my spirits.
So I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, can
we
now,
hear
brother.
You now.
Okay. Yeah, what happened is these hearing aids I got, somehow the volume on it went too low.
Oh.
But, with what we have been talking about here, it just reminds me how much God loves us as a people. And all he asks is that we worship him. And I was trying to say something when we were back on Isaiah 45:18, because I think 19 should have been included in that. And I just want to read this real fast. For this is what the Lord says. He who created the heavens, he is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, he found it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. 19, I have not spoken in secret from somewhere in a land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. So there you have it in a nutshell. Not only did he tell us what the purpose is for us, but he also says, I am speaking to you the truth. He's not hiding. He's saying it out plain. And that's what we have to understand, that when we do something with our lives, we need to trust in God and allow him to lead us. We need to be doing the right things and not the wrong things. We don't need to be killing each other. We don't need to be doing dope. We don't need to even smoke. What we need to do is to fill our souls and our bodies with the nourishment that we get out of the ground, so that it'll give us the strength and it'll give us our minds fuel to understand what the word is really saying. When people have gotten this whole thing about Christianity. Yes, everybody's got things screwed up. God is here to love us. That's why you're here. That's why you were born. That's why he told us back in Genesis, be fruitful and multiply.
We were born so that God could express God's love for us. That's the exciting.
Amen.
I love that. I love that, Britt. So that God could express
Amen.
God's love for us. But and there's a God who made us for a reason, and our life has this profound meaning. You know, we talk about spirituality, Dr. Nex, as chaplains, and we say spirituality is that which you derive meaning and purpose from life. But Rick Warren says, when you discover meaning and purpose, only when God becomes a reference point in your life.
Amen.
Because he is the creator that enlightens you as to why you were created. So the only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what God does for us, according to Rick. And what do you, you know, I know this is a little different from the teaching of the chaplain, Dr. Nutz. What do you think about that?
Oh, I believe that. And some people don't see God in things. And they think that it's people. They think it's family members. They think it's some government moving. But it's really God moving, and they don't see that. But
somebody's moving papers.
A lot of people just don't believe in God. And I think that's really important for us to display God to people through loving them so that people can see God. And I remember Britt talked earlier about, you know, the young people and the parents and the grandparents don't go to church anymore. And that is reality.
Amen.
And they don't go to church. So how do you – we can't just give up on the young people because their parents don't go to church or their grandparents don't go to church. But it's up to us to share this love that God has given us with other people so that they might come to understand where that love comes from.
Amen.
So it's really tough because more and more – you're right, Brett. People don't go to church. And people that do go to church don't read the Bible often. They don't study the Bible. They don't have a relationship with God.
Amen.
And it's sad, but it's true.
I had the church get mad at me because I told them they needed to carry their Bibles. They said, why don't we carry the Bible? They put the scripture on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, people will get mad at you. Yeah, they don't want that. They don't want that Bible. They don't want that Jesus. But we have to go ahead and we got to love people anyway. And hopefully through loving people and lifting up God's name, that people will see that God is real and some people will come to know God as the personal Savior. Many won't.
Amen.
Amen.
Many won't.
There's a poem that I read by a man by the name of Russell Kelfer, and it says, You are who you are for a reason. You are part of an intricate plan. You're a special, a precious and perfect, unique design called God's special woman or man. You look like you look for a reason. Our God made no mistake. He knit you together within
right.
the womb. You're just what he wanted to make. The parents you had were the ones he chose. And no matter how you may feel, they were custom designed with God's plan in mind, and they bear the master seal. Know that trauma you faced was not easy, and God wept that it hurt you so. Lord have mercy. But it was allowed to shape your heart. So that into his likeness you grow.
Amen.
You are who you are for a reason. You've been formed by the master's rod. You are who you are, beloved, because there is a God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So as we go forth for this week, I'd like you to ponder about, I am not an accident. I am not an accident. And we can
Amen.
Go back to our original text to think about Isaiah 42 that says, I'm your creator, you were in my care even before you were born. And question to think about is, I know that God uniquely created me. What areas of my personality, background, and physical appearance am I struggling to accept? Well, come on, somebody. What areas of my personality, my background, my physical appearance am I struggling to accept?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Dr. Nutz, would you... Mind your breath, mind closing us in prayer and offering, extending an invitation, if you will, please.
God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the Bible study. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for loving us and forming us and carrying us on your back, helping us, God, in all situations. God, we don't understand you often, but we're so glad that you're there and that you love us, God, even when it doesn't seem like we're being loved. Even when it seems like we're unlovable, you're still loving us. So we thank you for that tonight. And God, we're excited about you being with us and helping to shape and shaping our lives and helping us to be, to walk in our purpose. God, often we fight that, but help us, God, to see you in that forming, in that, in trying to reach our purpose. And God, help us to not fight you so much. And forgive us, God, when we just don't know what we're doing. God, we're praying for many that are listening in that want to be saved tonight. And if you're listening in, you just pray with me. God, I love you. I know you love me. And God, I need your help because I've messed up. And I'm a sinner, and I want to be saved. And I want Jesus to come into my life right now and make me a new creature. And God, I believe that Jesus is your son, that he died and he rose again from the dead and he's sitting at the right hand, your right hand right now, pleading my case. Thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, I want you to come into my life and be my Savior. I give my life to you. Thank you. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer with me, you're saved tonight. And you can walk in this understanding that God is there for you and with you. And God has been planning your life from even before you were born. Even before the foundation of the world was laid. Understand that kind of love is awesome. God is an awesome God. And God, we praise you tonight, and we're so grateful for our leader. Continue to bless Dr. Susie. Comfort her, strengthen her, give her the direction that she might lead us. And God, we're going to continue to praise your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank
this
you guys for joining us tonight. Yes.
Yeah. This is Brent. I just want to say one thing. If this Bible study has been a blessing to you and you come here each and every Tuesday, tell somebody, have somebody else join you in our Bible study. We need to keep going and we need to keep growing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you'd like to join us next week, please feel free to call us. You're welcome at 646-478-4932. And if you'd like questions that you'd like to have answers, feel free to contact us at drsusie.loveconnection@gmail.com. God's blessings be with
Amen.
You, and we'll see you next Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thanks for listening to Your Place Love Connection, your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment.